Okay, this is what we're talking about on whenever it was that we last met. It feels like months ago. Still in the subject of a Yisurim, but focusing more on the aspect of Tshuva Mi'ava. The Chet itself is becomes a positive Maila. And we're on Reish Samach Beis, focusing on the paragraph in the middle of the page. But Tshuva Mi'ava, Hachet Messiah Ma'od Le'aliyah Ruchnis Gevur. Tshuva Mi'ava takes the avail that one did and helps a person to elevate himself. Lord Vari Melu, Navin is Maim Rashil, Dovin Amelech Avashalom Shalmo. V'chatasi Negdi Somit. Dovin Amelech says, and my sins are Negdi Somit. Means I'm continually recounting, thinking, rethinking the avails that I've done. David HaMelech Ava Shalom Ha'am is the tshuva kol yamei chayov. David HaMelech was known to be oisek in the tshuva all his life. And oisek chet shay yedak min adach. I made a veira that happened with Batsheva that was Chazal has a hard time trying to find the veira. It's very difficult to see what he did wrong. At Shalom of Chachomim. Kol ha'im a David chote einu ele tol. Whoever says David HaMelech did a chet is making a big mistake. It's called a chet and he did tshuva for his whole life. If Chazal say anybody says he did a chet, he makes a big mistake. But derech tshuvoso, who nitzel es a chet, via his tshuva, he was able to utilize the sin, lemamritz umederabanan leit kreizes lekoshbochu b'matera lo'isif ava al avosoi. He took the so-called chet and utilized that by doing a very deep tshuva mi'ava to add ava upon ava and to get closer and closer to kosbochu. Lo bichdi amru chachamim al David HaMelech ki hikim ala oyla shol tshuva. What does it mean? She hakim oyla shol tshuva. David HaMelech hu ze ashe choyro lana et aderech keitzel yityaches lechet. David HaMelech was the one that taught us how one has to relate to his, to chet. Hu limar otanu ala utzma v'koyach hatikun ha'adi. He taught us how much power and beauty and how much rectification there is. Hachlulim b'chet k'ashem atakni noise. How much greatness he had when a person does a sin and he's masakan that sin. Achinitan le'agir l'mokum sh'ein tzadik n'gurum yorichim l'amod. That he can get to a place where even a tzadik gomu who never sinned, if there's such a thing, can never ever get there. In other words, a chet is not an aberration that you have to get rid of with a cleaning agent called tshuva. I did an Aveira, and if I don't do tshuva, I'm going to get into trouble. So, yaz the Aveira, yaz the cleaning agent, get rid of the sin. A chet is a chetimtza in order to get closer and closer to Hashem that you couldn't have got had you not done the chet. That's the vort we have to get into, and it's very, very foreign from us, because it's the exact opposite of the Christological concept of what tshuva is. This is not repentance. We're not dealing with repentance here at all. We're dealing with a thing called tshuva, shuva, shuv, go back to Hashem. Via the Aveira. The Aveira is the tool that you use to go back to Hashem.
Could that be like the driving force behind Adam Rishon's decision?
Well, I'm discussing Adam Rishon. I don't
mean
I don't know. Adam Rishon did.
I'm trying to understand. So look at us. Does that mean we come closer to Hashem through this place? Is that ultimately, like,
If you do tshuva mi'ava, you're not allowed to go and do an aveira in order to do tshuva mi'ava. We don't have to cook up a premeditated aveira for a hechatim to do tshuva. We shakur in aveiras. We're drowning in chatoim. Adam Rishon had no chatoim, so he never would be a bal tshuva, so he did a chet in order to become a bal tshuva. I don't know how to relate that to tshuva. But we don't do chatoim in order to have to do tshuva. For Hashem, you know, we have enough faith in it.
When it said that David HaMelech didn't do an Aveira, because also we didn't do an Aveira.
So he didn't do a Chet.
Oh, he didn't do a Chet. So if he didn't do, is that he didn't do a Chet because he was always also in Tshuva, but he actually did a Chet, but he turned it around?
Or Adana, you've got to learn the Gemara there. Go learn the Gemara there. It's a very complicated Gemara. It's a machlok, especially Tosfos. It's a real serious subject.
What exactly is the thought process of the Ahava? What exactly is the thought process of the
what Ahava? Process?
The thought process. In other words,
you have to learn Shari Tshuva, go learn the Rabbani and Shari Tshuva, so all the different levels of Tshuva, and you have to go learn that for Shalach HaSugya, how do you do Tshuva Mi'ava? Criteria for it.
He doesn't cover that.
No, he's not getting to the technical halachas of how you do Tshuva Mi'ava. No. We touched on it a little bit. We touched on it a little bit where we said that the Tshuva Mi'ava starts when you realize that you did a chet and you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain because of your chet, because he's just lost his son. He's lost an opportunity to give to you. So because you're so upset because of what Hashem's losing, that you want to do Tshuva to get back to him. You know, that's the beginnings of an understanding of an attitude towards this. So that's some lofty level, but you know, that you did a chet and you're so upset because of, not because of what it's done to you, but you're upset because Hashem's upset. So that leads to some very difficult philosophical issues. Serious philosophical issues, and you have to grapple with that. You grapple with it. This is a ladder we're climbing to get to Tshuva Mi'ava. The first has to be some kind of Tshuva Mi'ira. You know, you first do Tshuva because you're dead scared, they're going to pull your hair out, you know, one at a time. You know, you're terrified of burning coals. First, you know, there's a level. You can't start with Tshuva Mi'ava. That's why the Rebbe Yehuda goes through all the different types of Tshuva, the different types of Tshuva, and all that. It's a nice ladder to climb. We're just talking about at the idealist level of, and that's the problem with a lot of these Sfarim, by the way, is that I keep saying this, I probably haven't reminded us often enough. We're dealing with an ideal here. Get back to real. You know, this is a beautiful ideal, and it explains things in Shoresh beautifully. But Lamaisa, practically, you've got to get back to real and see where you hold it. Where am I in relation to this? What does my Tshuva look like? Good, you tell me what Tshuva is supposed to be. That's Tshuva in its ultimate pristine form. And what does my Tshuva look like? Tshuva, me? Never did anything wrong in my life. I'm a good guy. Yeah, I said sorry. You know, I had Yom Kippur, what's the problem? Yeah, I was mistaken. I'm doing an aliyah from my Tshuva. I did an aveira. I'm using it as a chetimtza for an aliyah. And it's chetosi negdi tomi. I'm walking around with this chet. And I couldn't even keep track of him anymore. He said his son connected him Tommy. Good, he had one. You know, he was able, like the Chofetz Chaim couldn't find 10 minutes in his year. You know, he lost 10 minutes. He's in Cheshbon and Nefesh Erev Yom Kippur, and he was crying because he'd lost 10 minutes. I can't find 10 minutes. You understand? I mean, we were drowning. So how do you find that one avail that you used to? Practically, these are hard sugyas. But we have to know the sugyas. We have to know it. That's the MS. The emes is that if you did a chet and you do Tshuva Mi'ava, that chet becomes a mitzvah. And a mitzvah that no tzaddi could ever do. That chet that becomes a mitzvah, it only became a mitzvah, and it's only a schus because of the chet. By the way, he does discuss this whole sugya, klape Adam HaRishon, klape Sukkos. The whole sugya on Adam HaRishon was Sukkos. That it's only Shaykh Sukkah after the chet, because the sukkah has to be made from psulos. We don't have psulos pre the chet. There's a whole sugya on this, I'm not sure exactly which safe or where, but certainly I've heard the shir from it. On Sukkot, there's a whole shir on how this ties into the chet of Adam HaRishon. But I don't know enough about it to talk about it. Yeah. What a sukkah is, whatever. Ava, sukkah is Ava. Sukkah is the hut from Hashem. That's what a sukkah is. It's two walls and a tefach, which is exactly what a hag is. The Arizal says this. So the sukkah is the hut. When you walk into a sukkah, Hashem is giving you a hag.
So then, I'm sure that it would be wrong to do chetz. So
that's what I just said. That's not our path. That's not our path. Whether that was Adam HaRishon did or not, I don't know. I'm just saying. But we don't look for that. That was according to some of the Mekubalim, the Shatzatzi's problem. Shatzatzi's issue was that. That he was doing avairas in order to masakin them. In order to bring the spark out of the tumor. Some say that was some of his what he was involved in. It was a lot of the tumor that he was involved in, because he was involved in some terrible, terrible stuff. So if you want to be done with us just a little bit there, not that we try too hard, but that was part of what was going on there. That they were trying to massacre those things. No, that's not a derech. We have enough chatoim that we can utilize the tshuva without having to go, you know. Just do a quick cheshbon on Nefesh. Most of our problems on Elul is like which one to choose. Right? So we don't have to have a look and say, well, I've got no sins, I'm a tzaddik gomer. And the Mokul said, well, tshuva oimed, a tzaddik gomer can't oimed. So let me just do one sin so I can at least taste what tshuva tastes like. Which you can hear Adam HaRishon grappling with that, I'm sorry. But let's get real. You know?
Well, I don't know, any tzaddik gomer might be jealous of you.
Correct. So for a Tzadi Gomor, if there are any here in the room, then fine. You know, then I'm not talking to you. So Tzadi Gomors, I'm not discussing this. I'm talking to everybody here that's like, you know, maybe done one or two of errors in their life. we have Baruch Hashem, you know. Every Shabbos, I mean, a person who doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos every day is going to be Machal Shabbos. You know, with Chatoim, I mean, just every Shabbos there must be. I mean, God forbid, how many Chadira, how many? Chofetz Chaim says, if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos properly, you're a Machal Shabbos. So, this is one small example. No. Our avodah today is the relationship aspect. That's why Shaykh, you talk to this, I mean, you lost the Kasha. So, what were you talking to me about Shul and Me'ava from? We're wasting a half an hour every day talking about Tshuva Mi'ava. Let's learn Rabbeinu Yonah, let's learn Shari Tshuva, let's learn Chomsa Lavavas Shari Tshuva, let's start getting the Nitty Gritty with it. You know, you're right, you should do that as well. Why are we discussing this? Why is this so critical for us to know this? Because we're holding the generation, because we're such a Kohen HaChatoim, because we're on such a low level, that we somehow have to find a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using that negativity. And this is the principle that allows you to do that. There's a shortcut to Tshuva here. We're in the sugya of Yesh Koloma, Yesh Koin Aloma B'Sha'achas. Those that Dr. Loza Ben Doda, who was a Balagairi his whole life, and was able to be Koin his whole Olam and become a Valtshuv and become Rebbe, because he understood how to utilize the Chet. So that's us today. That's us. We Rebbe Loza Ben Doda. We have to take all this negativity that we think we're involved in and turn it around. Because Hashem's waiting. The relationship we have with Hashem is intact. We have to utilize that relationship in order to get back and not be depressed and messed up and dysfunctional because, oh, well, I'm such a bad guy anyway, Hashem doesn't love me. That's actually the Eitara drags us because we have so much. God did one or two avodas in his life, the Eitara can't come to him and say, oh, you finished, you lost. God was Kimata Tzadi Gomo, he slipped once or twice, you know, Dovin HaMelech, so fine, so he's cool. But we take stock of our lives, we're such a weak spiritual level that we can lose it. So that's why you need to understand, hold on, there's something else going on there that you've missed. You've missed this Tshuva Mi'ava. And even on our low level, we're able to utilize this to get back on our level. And if you do what you're supposed to do on your level, of course, we'll consider that an MSD could Tshuva Mi'ava and all those various get turned around.
I don't know about you, but I find the product love myself more than to find
that Hashem loves
you. Oh, of course. You know that Hashem loves you.
You do?
Yeah. Well, not 100% because you love yourself, but...
Oh.
You just don't feel
I'll tell you, I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a very practical tip from my own personal experience. Stop trying to love yourself. Yeah? Try and just accept yourself as you are.
That's loving yourself.
I don't like using the word love. It's much easier to say, I'm going to accept myself as I am. And I don't have to even like it or approve of what I find. See, love requires some kind of approval and some kind of liking. No, I might not like what I see, and I might not even approve of what I see, but I'm going to accept that this is who I am. If you can start with that, you're on the road to starting to come to appreciating and loving yourself the way Hashem does. But if you're not going to accept yourself, then you're finished. That acceptance is so great, okay, that if you'll achieve that, you'll already be on such a high spiritual level you won't recognize yourself. Just the pure acceptance alone, before you do anything, is so great. Yeah? And of course, you have a problem there. The resistance against that is humongous. Can you accept yourself? You know how much you have to change? You know how bad you are? You know, hey, look at you. Are you going to accept that? Yeah, I'm going to accept that this is who I am. And of course, Baruch Hu wants me to serve him now, as I am now. I always ask guys, when I first come to Yeshiva specifically, I say to him, when do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want you to start serving him? When do you think you're going to be part of this, you know, Mamlechas Kohuna of a Goy Kodosh? You know, when do you think? So usually they tell me, yeah, you know, when I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I'm talking, no, now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us now and he wants us to serve him now. Yeah, but what about? With all your sins and with all your tumah and with all your shmutz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve him now because you're never going to be perfect. So when you only serve Hashem when you're perfect. You have to start serving Hashem now with all your shmutz. You have to come into the chotz, into the chayni yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your shmutz. That's what he wants. You have to accept yourself. He accepts you, so you have to accept yourself. Once you've accepted yourself, then you can start working about what you want to change and how, just by making choices. But until you've accepted yourself, it's very hard to get anywhere, because you're not real. You think you're in Ramat Gan trying to get to Bnei Brak. You haven't accepted the fact that you're in Beit Shemesh. So you'll never ever get to where you've got to go, because you don't know where you are. You're pretending to be something and somewhere where you're not. That's a hard one. That's a hard course of life. That's what Musa said is supposed to be used for. Getting in touch with who I really am. Real. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Who am I? Introduce yourself to yourself. Get to know yourself. The whole The whole fandangled package, okay? All the good stuff, all the bad stuff, all the bad midas. The bad midas Hashem created for you. Hashem gave you those bad midas, so he doesn't accept you. Hashem can't love you because I've got a bad midah. What do you mean? Hashem gave you this bad midah. Why can't he love you? Okay? He gave everybody bad midas. So Hashem doesn't love anybody anymore. Okay. That's the truth.
So you run into the difficulty of accepting yourself, so, you know, I want to sleep and, you know, do this, so that's who I am, you know, because I'm not one of those, I have to sleep. And I have to.
I regard this yeshiva sleeping 6 months straight. 6 months straight, okay? In order to get to a level of acceptance, go look at where they are today. Go look at where they are today. Go see where they became.
But when does it click in that you take on the responsibility?
When you accept it. When you accept something. When you clearly accept it, and you've accepted and you're owning who this really is, then you start making choices. Then you make a choice. You said in addiction work. I learned this in working with addicts. I learned this klal. It's a very simple klal. I mean, whether the Torah invented it and the AA group started from us, or whether we relearned it from them, or whatever, I don't know. But it's a very simple klal. The first thing you have to deal with if you want to stop an addiction, and that's what Nevaeh really is. Our negative behavior, our addictions. Have a look. You keep going back to the same thing. We don't do. How many new avails did you do this week? Probably none. It's the same old garbage, yeah? Same old stress. We keep slipping into the same old nonsense. Yeah? Very rarely you go along and say, wow, that was a chiddush from the Yetzirah. Wow, I never thought of doing that before. It's usually the same. Am I right? Now and again, but most of the times it's the same thing. You know, like I can't get up for shower. Like, you know, it's usually the same kind of little hobby, yeah? So it's kind of an addiction. Keep going back to the same nonsense. So what's the first thing you have to do before you can get rid of an addiction is accept the fact you're an addict. A guy's walking around pretending or denying that he's an addict, he will never ever stop his addiction. Why? Because I'm not an addict. Yeah, but you drink every day and have for the last 10 years, and you can't function without drinking. Yeah, you're right, I have to work harder. I really have to meet up. Tomorrow I'm gonna do it. That guy will never ever stop being an addict. He's in denial. He's totally in denial of who he really is. The minute he comes into your office and says, I'm an addict, I would love to stop drinking, you know, I don't approve of what it is, but I accept the fact that I can't. Amazing help for God. It's acceptance. Healthy, fresh acceptance. I'm an anger addict. I'm an alcoholic, I'm a sleepaholic, whatever you want, I'm a lookaholic, whatever you want to. The minute he accepts it, there's something you can do about it. It's a Gemara. There's a Gemara, I don't know where it is. I used to know about one of the Tanoim who had a problem looking where he shouldn't look. The kids, I'm not going to the old Gemara there, but the kids said he had a problem with his beauty. Huh? He had a problem looking where he shouldn't look. He had an issue with it. So he poked his eyes out. So Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, what are you doing? I didn't create you for that. He says, yeah, but I don't want to sin anymore. So Hashem says, I'll give you back your eyes. He says, stop, poke him out again. Hashem says, okay, I'll give you back your eyes and I'll take away your Yetzer for looking where you shouldn't look. They said, fine. That Gemara teaches you something about acceptance. He accepted the fact that he had a problem looking where you shouldn't look. Right? So why didn't he go to, you know, why didn't he change it? Because he accepted the fact that he was looking where he shouldn't look. So he went to a place where there was nothing to see. We're not asked to poke our eyes out. But if you have a problem looking at things you shouldn't look at, so don't go to Ben Yehuda. The person's got a drinking problem and he accepts the fact he had a drinking problem. So go live in Saudi Arabia where you can't get booze. Make a choice. What do you want to do about it?
So what's better, to get away from the problem or to confront it and try to do it?
Depends. Acceptance means I accept the fact that this is who I am. Now what do you want to do about it? Now I can set up and work out a method.
But that story is just deal with it, as opposed to. And then that guy just.
He accepted the fact that he couldn't.
So he got away from the situation.
No, but you see what Akash Bokh's response was? Because Bochum's response was, you accept something at that level, I'll give you back your sight, and I'll take the Yetzer Hara away. That's how you get rid of the Yetzer Hara for things that you, because you, if you go through the 12 steps of AA, you'll get posture. First, you accept the fact that you can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Second step is you recognize that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. I'm using our 12 steps, not theirs. Some higher power that you invent. So you create yourself a God. No, we have a God that created us, and you ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help you. Those are the first two steps. First, recognize you can't do this on your own. And then ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help you. That's what he's doing. Poking out my eyes is an indication that I know that I can't do this on my own. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, okay, cool, you've accepted you can't do it, I'll help you. I'll take away your Yetzer Hara. those are the parts. But he couldn't have poked his eyes out until he reached the level of acceptance. He had to accept something about himself. He owned his addiction. Wasn't blaming anyone else, whatever. He just accepted the fact, here I am, this is me. Okay, what's going on in that Gemara needs a big, big hesed. That is the acceptance, choice, addiction Gemara that's going to be understood in all its depth. But the pashtus is, you see that there's an acceptance, and from an acceptance comes choice. And when you do that, then of course Baruch steps in and says, hey, you can't do it on your own, you need help, I'm going to help you. But the moment you think you can do it on your own, I don't have a problem, I'll meet Kabir, tomorrow I won't look somewhere I shouldn't look. And then again, that's not even that you have a good, you know, a couple of free days. That's what tends to see for a few days, you think you're actually quite cool. Think you've made it, right? You don't drink for 3 days and you think, oh well, you see I'm better. What happens? Buying cups you again. The yoga Kosh Bocho helping you. So the day you don't drink, you recognize that's a miracle. Me? Not drink? How did that happen? Ah, miracle! Thank you, Hashem. You start celebrating. Ah, now you can start changing. Now you set up a process of change. But until there's acceptance, nothing's going to change. You're in denial. It's good. You know, you're pretending you don't have a problem.
Look, that's a big sugya. That is this sugya.
Is it possible?
I was just somebody who had he was going on a shit up, so he had to go to meet Rebbe Weinberg.
Anyone knows Rebbe Weinberg, is it? No.